Chav Gimel, Amid Beis, at the bottom of the page. Bayud should be 23b3. You have four lines from the bottom of the page? Huh? No.
We've gone back here?
No, 23b, all the way at the end of the page. Different religion. Okay, the Gemara says, this is very interesting Gemara, by the way, very simple, very interesting. Dorish Rav Simloi learned, these four, three lines we learned already, a few weeks ago. Moshe Rabbeinu was given 613 mitzvahs. And the Gemara continues. He says, 365 negative commandments, communion, Mesachama corresponding with the amount of days of the solar year, meaning, like the Rambam says, every day says, don't sin with on me. And 248 positive mitzvahs, kenegedei vadev shaladim, corresponding with the organs of a person. So the way the Gemara says it, there's 613 mitzvahs. By the way, this is the source, the only source in the Gemara where it says there's 613 mitzvahs. Everybody knows there is, but this is the source of it. And he says from the 613 mitzvahs, 365 negative mitzvahs corresponding with the solar year, 248 positive mitzvahs corresponding with the organs of a person. And he says, where do we learn this out from the Torah? Amar Rav Amnuna said, Maikra, what is the source of this in the Chumash? He says, because it says in the Chumash, Torah tziva lanu Meisha Meirasha, the Torah that Meisha Rabbeinu commanded us. So the Gemara says, what is Torah? We're starting the next page. We're starting Chav Dalet. Torah, the word Torah, begmatria shis meyer v'chatzrei have. The word Torah equals 611. But the first two of the Ten Commandments, we heard from God Himself. Meaning, the Gemara says a very interesting thing. The Pasuk says, the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu commanded us. So the obvious question is, what do you mean Moshe Rabbeinu commanded us? God commanded us the Torah, not Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara is learning, Torah, which equals 611, Tziva Lanu Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu commanded us. Because the first two of the Ten Commandments, we heard directly from God. Now there are different opinions in the Medrash exactly what happened. The accepted opinion is that God said all Ten Commandments simultaneously, in one word, that everybody heard all ten simultaneously, which is an impossibility for a human normal behavior, okay? Then Hashem went ahead and repeated again the first two. And that's what it says in the Chumash, that after God said the first two of the Ten Commandments, the Jews came to Moshe and said, Moshe, this is too great of a revelation for us. Why don't you tell it to us? Dabar ata imanu v'nishma, why don't you tell us the commandments? So from that time on, Moshe Rabbeinu took over the mitzvahs. So from the Pasuk you see that if 611 mitzvahs Moshe Rabbeinu commanded us, and two, God commanded us, so that's why we have altogether 613 mitzvahs. Now, the first two commandments, by the way, it's interesting, the Alter Rebbe just parenthetically says in Tanya that Anecha Hashem Elokecha is a positive mitzvah. I am God, your God. The second one that we heard directly from God is, you should have no other gods. So the Alter Rebbe says, the Medrash really says, I am God, your God, is the source of all the positive mitzvahs. You should have no other gods is the source of all negative commandments. Therefore, the first two, it was necessary to hear directly from Hashem, because they were the source of all of them. Okay, now the Gemara continues and says as follows. That even though there's 613 mitzvahs, which basically there's two ways of learning over here, either in a positive way or in a negative way. But the Gemara is going to go through now a number of great tzaddikim that condensed the mitzvahs into smaller amounts. And there's two opposite reasons for this. One reason is that the nation was so great originally, they're able to deal with all 613 properly and deal with each one individually. The other ones condensed it to 11, to 6, to 2, to 1, meaning those are the key to all the other mitzvahs. But not, God forbid, when the Gemara is going to say, David HaMelech came and made the 613 mitzvahs into 11. It didn't mean, God forbid, that David HaMelech reformed Torah. David HaMelech didn't change Torah. He found the key, so to speak, to all the mitzvahs. Another opinion says really the opposite, that people in the olden times needed 613 mitzvahs to conquer the Yetzer Hara. In the days of David HaMelech, 11 mitzvahs was enough to conquer the Yetzer Hara. But the Gemara is going to say now the various different things. But David HaMelech came, v'amid HaMelech HaSesri. He made from the 630, yeah, it should say on top of Dalet. David HaMelech established all the mitzvahs into 11. Where do we see it? Because it says in Tehillim as follows. Mizma LeDavid, a psalm by David. Hashem miyogu be'alecha, God who can live in your tents. Miyishkein b'har kotshecha, who can dwell on your holy mountain. Meaning, David HaMelech asks, God who can be connected to you. And now David HaMelech enumerates 11 things. What are the things? Heilech tamim, a person who walks in perfect innocence. Poyel tzedek, works righteously. David emes buvavi, speaks truth in his heart. Leirogal alashenei, he has no slander on his tongue. Leirashel areo ra, he has done no evil to his friends. Vecherpa leirasal krevei, he did not borne any disgrace because of his relative. And each one of these, by the way, the Gemara is going to explain what it means. Vesirei Hashem yichabed, he honors those who fear Hashem. Nishpat al-hora v'lo yomir, he can swear to his detriment without retracting, meaning what he swears is what he swears. Kaspe l'nosem b'neshach, he never lent his money on interest. V'sheichat al-noki l'lokoch, he never took a bribe against an innocent. So the Pasuk concludes after these 11 traits, Eise eile l'yimit l'eilem. Whoever does these 11 will never falter. So basically, in this parak in Tehillim, David HaMelech is taking all the mitzvahs of the Torah, and he says, if you want to be connected to God, do these 11 things. Which Tehillim is it? 15, yeah. So he says as follows. Now the Gemara is going to explain each one of them. What does it mean, Heilech Tamim? What does it mean, one who walks in perfect innocence? Who walks with perfect innocence? That refers to Avram Avinu. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk, Hashem said to Avram, Hishalech lefanai, walk before me, v'hei samim, and be perfect. So basically Hashem said, the perfect Jew is Avram Avinu. So number one, you have to emulate Avram Avinu. What does it mean, Peil Tzedek? What does it mean, a person who works righteously? Like Abba Chilkiah. Abba Chilkiah. And the Gemara doesn't explain what it is, but Rashi, the Mefoshim, explains what does it mean. What happens over here is as follows. Abba Chilkiah, just brings down from the Mefoshim and the different Gemaras, Abba Chilkiah was the son of, a grandson of the famous Chayni Hamagel. There's a great sage in the time of the Mishnah. His name was Chayni Hamagil. The reason why his name was Chayni. But the reason why they called him Magil, Magil means a circle. The Gemara tells the story that there was one time a lack of rain. There was no rain. There was a drought. And they came to Chayni Hamagil to pray to Hashem that there should be rain, because he was a very great tzaddik. So he made a circle in the ground, and he went into the circle, and he said, God, I'm not leaving here until there's rain. And God brought rain. But first he started making a drizzle. So Chayni HaMagel said to God, that's not what I mean. I don't mean drizzle. There's a drought going on. We need a lot of rain. So it says, God brought such an abundance of rain, it started flooding everything. So Chayni HaMagel said to God, that's not also not what I meant. You know, get it right the first time. Notice the whole explanation of Chassidus the difference between Rav Shimon bar Yochai, who got it right the first time, and Chenya Magal didn't need it a few times until, you know, not the pshat that Hashem didn't do it right. There's different levels of what had to happen. So anyway, that's not relevant to this Gemara. His grandson was Abba Chilkiah. Abba Chilkiah was, it also brings down that the also, Abba Chilkiah was also a very great tzaddik. When they needed rain, they came to him to daven. But he was a worker. Like many of the Tanoim and Amiroim in the Gemara, they were simple laborers. And when he was working for his boss, and the rabbis came to say hello to him, he ignored them because he didn't want to take away time from the boss by saying hello to them. So that's called Payel at Tzedek, a righteous worker that he didn't even want to take time from his boss. Do you know there are many halachas today? I know today everybody makes phone calls on the boss's time, and they take breaks on the boss's time. They do everything except work on the boss's time. But there's even a din in the laws of davening that certain workers that were working in the trees, you know, up on the trees, the Chacham said, daven in the tree rather than come down. Because the time it took them to come down to daven and climb back up was stealing time from the boss. So the Chachamim said, the Halacha says, even though you could daven better on the ground than up in a tree, where it's scary, nevertheless, the Chachamim said, don't take time from the boss's work, because and that's what Gemara says, Perel Tzedek. An honest worker, he never stole time from the boss. V'David emes bulvavai. And what does it mean, a person who speaks truth in his heart? What do you mean speaking? You speak with your mouth, not in your heart. So the Gemara says, like the case of Rav Safra. And again, here the Gemara doesn't explain it, but the Mefarshim explained, what's the case of Rav Safra? Rav Safra, and this is also, you see the moral level of these people. Rav Safra had something to sell. He had a piece of merchandise to sell. And a buyer came. But Rav Safra was in the middle of davening. And the buyer came, and he said, I'll pay you $100 for it. But Rav Safra was davening, so he couldn't answer him. So he ignored him. So the guy thought the price was not high enough. So he said 125. And again, Rav Safra ignored him. So the guy said 150. By then, Rav Safra finished davening. He could have kept quiet and gotten 150, right? Rav Safra said to him, I'm selling it to you for 100. Why? Because when you said the first time 100, in my mind, I said it's a deal. I wasn't able to talk because I was davening. But in his mind, so the Gemara said, that's what's called speaking truth in your heart. If you make up something in your mind, even though halachically, legally, the guy offered 150, he could have taken 150. But he didn't because in his mind, he made up 100, so in his mind, the truth was 100.
Is that in
the
Gemara or another Gemara?
What? The story in the case. No, it's not even in Gemara. It's actually being from a Shultis. Of Achoy Gon. No, the story of Rav Safra is in commentary after the Gemara. It's not in Gemara. Then, Leirogal al Rishene, a person that never slandered on his tongue, who does that refer to? That refers to Yaakov Avinu. It refers to Yaakov. Why? It says in the Pasuk, when Rivka said to Yaakov, you know, go in, put on Esav's clothing, and go in and steal the bracha, so he said, Ula yimushesheni avi, maybe my father will tap me, but and he'll see that I'm not Esav, because Esav was a hairy guy. And Yaakov was hairless. So he said to Rivka, how can I go into my father and say, I'm Esav? Okay, he might not be able to see, but he's going to touch me, and he'll see that. So Rivka said, okay, put on Esav's clothing. But what did Yaakov say? Ulai misheni avi, maybe my father will feel me. But I'll be in his eyes like a deceiver. So the Mefarshim explained, why didn't Yaakov tell Yitzchak the truth about Esav? Yaakov should have gone into his father and said, listen, father, you're making a mistake. Esav's a Rasha. I'm a Tzaddik. What in the world do you want to give him the blessing for? Give it to me. He didn't even do that. he wouldn't slander somebody, even if it would mean, you know, Esav getting the bracha instead of Yaakov. So the Gemara says this is a very lofty level that you never slander anybody. But that was better than slander. He didn't.
He didn't slander, but he went in there with the last. He cheated
him. He didn't cheat him.
What did he do?
He paid his mother.
Yaakov bought the birthright from Esav, correct? He bought it. 1 minute. He bought it.
If somebody comes to me, and I'm closing my eyes, and comes to me and I could distinguish him from somebody else by touching him,
he's
showing
me
like
that. Yitzchak. That's a lie? No. Yitzchak called an Esav to give him the firstborn blessing before he died. Correct? Now, who was the firstborn? Yaakov. Yeah, but Yaakov bought the firstborn right. So Yaakov could have got into Yitzchak and said, listen, father, let me just tell you something you didn't know before. I bought the firstborn right from Esav. Because he didn't want to slander Esav. That's what I'm saying. The Gemara is saying that he didn't want to slander him, even though he had the right to do it. If I buy something from you, yeah? And then somebody comes to you, they thinking you're the owner. No, no.
He deceived his father.
He did not.
It's not deceiving?
No. That's what the pasuk is saying over here. Ulay Mishani Avi. That's why the Gemara quotes this pasuk. The Gemara is quoting the pasuk that maybe he's going to feel me. You know, even though he could have slandered him instead, he didn't. Next part is that he won't do any bad to his friend. The Gemara says it refers to Layada Lumnase Chaveri. He doesn't infringe on his fellow's business. He doesn't take away business from somebody else. And one who has not borne disgrace because of his relative, meaning Hamakariv is Kerevav, one who draws his relatives near. Meaning, he didn't, as the Mefarshim explained, he didn't have to ever bear the responsibility that his relatives were not proper because he made sure to bring them closer to Yiddishkeit. So nobody can ever say it's your fault that your relatives are not what they are, what they should be. Nivze ve'ein of nimes, one who a contemptible person is repulsive. What does it mean? And this is also a very interesting thing. The Gemara says, Chizkiah Melech had a father by the name of Ochaz. Ochaz was a Rasha. Chizkiah was an unbelievable tzaddik. To the extent that the Gemara says that Hashem wanted to make Chizkiah Mashiach. That's how great Chizkiah Melech was, that God wanted to make a Mashiach, and because he didn't do something, he lost that opportunity. Chizkiah was very, very great. In fact, the Gemara tells a story about Chizkiah Melech. He refused to get married because he foresaw that this big Rasha Menashe, who's also a Jewish king of that didn't let the Jews go to the Beis Hamikdash, was going to be born from him. So he saw in prophecy that he's not, he's going to have this son who's a Rasha. So Chizkiah Melech said, why in the world am I going to get married and have such a rotten kid? I'm not getting married. So Hashem sent Yeshaya HaNavi to Chizkiah and said to Chizkiah, listen, Baichik, it's not your business. But the kafshid rachman alamali, don't mix into God's business. You got to do what you got to do. You got to get married and have the kid and let God worry about it. It's not your business. So, one second. So Chizkiah Melech said to the Navi, Kalei nevuotcha v'tzei. You have a mission? Say your mission, get out of here. I mean, tell me what you have to tell me and get lost. So the Gemara says, Chizkiah turned around to the wall. And he said to God, listen, God, I'm not going to mix into your business. If you want me to do it, I'll do it. But I want you to know I'm doing this only because you told me to do it, and so on. Chizkiah's father was also a very big Rasha. And the Gemara says, when Chizkiah's father died, Girir Atmos Ove B'mita Shechavolim, he dragged his father's coffin. They didn't have coffins, and they had like stretchers. No, in Israel, even today, they don't use coffins. Person dies, they take you on a stretcher, because they bury the body straight in the ground, as is. Huh? The shrouds, yeah. But he dragged his father's bones on a bed of ropes to degrade his father. Why? Because Achaz was an idol worshiper. He didn't want to give him the respect that he didn't deserve. So the Gemara says, Niv the Bain of Nimitz, that somebody who's despicable is contemptible in his eyes. Refers to Chizkiah, that even though it was his own father, he did what he did. Vesire Hashem Yichabed, and one who honors those who fear Hashem, that refers to Yehoshaphat Melech Yehuda. There was another Jewish king by Yehoshaphat. Whenever he saw a scholar, he got up from his throne, and hugged him, and kissed him, and he called him, Avi, Avi, my father, Rebbe, Rebbe, my teacher, Murray, my master, my master. By the way, the Mefarshim just point out that this din was only when the king was in private. Because in public, it's forbidden for a Jewish king to stand up for anybody. And this interesting Mishnah, but the Rambam brings it down in Halacha, when a Kohen Gadol came to visit the king in private, the king had to stand up for the Kohen Gadol. In public, the king stood up for nobody. The Kohen Gadol stood up for the king. Everybody had to stand up for the king. In public, the king was not allowed to have any degradation of his own respect because he was the king. But in private, it says about Yehoshaphat that in private, whenever a scholar walked into his room in private, he would get up and kiss him and hug him and call him master and teacher. So that is called one that fears, you know, the ones that fear God. Nishpa lahara v'la yamir, a person who could swear to his detriment and he doesn't retract it. So Yimar says, what does this refer to? Rabbi Yechanan, like Rabbi Yechanan. Damer Rabbi Yechanan, what?
When the king had to stand up, let's say for an Amaris, but someone, or like a monster who was a chacham.
He did. If he wanted to, he did. Like Yishofet. What was the case of Rabbi Yechanan? Damer Rabbi Yechanan said, Haha betainis, I'm fasting until he came to a home. The Gemara tells a story like this. When Rabbi Yechon was by a host, and the host offered him dinner, Rabbi Yechon didn't want to bother the host. So what did he say? Oh no, I'm fasting until I get home. He made it like he's in a fast. He wasn't in a fast. He ate that day. But nevertheless, he didn't want to bother the host, so he said, I'm fasting. So even though technically he wasn't fasting, but the fact that he said, I'm fasting until I get home, he didn't eat until he got home. Just to keep his word. What does it mean? Kaspel enosim meneshech, that his money he didn't give with interest. It says, afilu beribis evde kuchavim. Even to a guy he didn't do it. Meaning, according to halacha, you're not allowed to take interest from a Jew, but you're allowed to take interest from a guy. It's interesting, the Rambam learns, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam learns it's a mitzvah to take interest from a guy. But here the Gemara says, a guy that doesn't lend his money with interest to anybody. Why? Because he doesn't want to get into the habit of enjoying getting money for interest. So he wouldn't even do it to a non-Jew. And then it says, V'sheichat al-Noki le'ilokoch, he doesn't even take a bribe against an innocent. What does that mean? This is the 11th one, by the way. Kagein Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi. Like Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi. Gemara tells a story in Ksubis. Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yosi owned fields. In the olden times, they had what was called a sharecropper. Or in Gemara especially was called an otis. What is a sharecropper? I own a field, but I don't want to work in the field. Like they wanted to learn. So what did he do? I give over the field to you. and I say, listen, you work the field and you get a third of whatever grows. So it's my field. It's my field, but you're the sharecropper. So the Gemara tells a story that the Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi sharecropper always brought the food on Friday. He always brought the Rabbi Shmuel his the Rabbi Shmuel share on Friday. One day he came on Thursday. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi said, "Why are you coming earlier?" He said, "You know, I had to be in town anyway because I need you to sit in a court case that I have. So I thought if I'm coming early Thursday, I'll bring already the food a day earlier." But it's Rabbi Shmuel's food. It wasn't a gift. It's Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi's food. So Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi said to him, "I'm disqualified from sitting on this court case because it's bribery. The fact that you brought me my food a day earlier is a bribery." So Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Yossi said, "You know what? I'm not sitting on the case." So this is the 11th trait, so to speak, that David HaMelech condensed all 613 mitzvahs into 11. And then the Gemara says, "Eise eile leyimit le'elam." So the Pasuk in Tehillim concluded that whoever does these things will never falter, will never, you know, befall or whatever. So the Gemara says, "Shahayir Ram Gamliel Magia Le Pasik Zeh." Whenever Ram Gamliel came to this Pasik, "Hayabecha," he said, he cried. I mean, he was sad. He cried. Why? Amar, he said, "Man da Avid Le Lekula Hudu Le Yimut." If one does all 11 of these traits, he won't falter. Hachad Mi Nayo Falt Yimut, but one of them will falter. Meaning, David HaMelech says, whoever does all of these things will not falter. Which means if you do some of them, you will falter. So Gamliel, like I said, who in the world can keep all these 11 things? It's unbelievable. So he used to cry. So what happened? Amru Leisa, the student said to him, David HaMelech doesn't say in Tehillim, Kol Eila Layimet. David HaMelech doesn't say if you do all of these you won't falter. David HaMelech says, if you do these, you won't falter. Which means even part of them, or one of them, you won't falter. And he says, I'll even prove it to you. If you're going to say that's not what it means, it says in another pasuk, Al titamu b'chol eila. The Torah, when it speaks about sexual immorality, the Torah says, don't impurify yourself with all of these. The Torah, let's say, lists 15 forbidden relations. And then the Torah says, don't impurify yourself with these. What do you think the Torah means, all 15 at a shot? The Torah means even one of them, you impurify yourself. The Torah doesn't say all of them. The Torah says these things. El alav, so what does it mean? Ba'achas me'ela, one of these. So ba'achas me'ela, mikolei, the same thing over here. If you do one of the 10, or one of the 11 rather, you also won't falter. Okay, so now, the Gemara so far is saying what we learned today is the 613 mitzvahs, David HaMelech condensed them into 11. Now the Gemara is saying, Ba Yeshaya, Yeshaya who lived after David HaMelech, came, Ve'amidim al Sheish. He established them on 6. He made from 11, he condensed them to 6.
But these are Midah, these aren't like, I mean,
mitzvahs. He says these are the key to all the mitzvahs. If you won't cheat anybody in these ways, that's all the mitzvahs bein adam l'chaveri. You know what I mean? This is all, yeah. Yeshaya Navi. Tichsev, because it says in the pasuk, Heilech tzedakes, meaning one who walks with righteousness, David meisharim, one who speaks with fairness, meis bebetzim mashakes, despises stealthful gain, Noya kap of mitchmech b'shachad, he shakes his hand from grasping bribery. Eitem oznei mishmei adamim, he closes his ears from hearing things that cause bloodshed. Ve'eitem einav meroiz bara, and he shuts his eyes from seeing evil. So Yeshaya says, and the Gemara is going to explain each one of the 6 again. Yeshaya says there are 6 things which are the condensation and the key to all the mitzvahs. And now the Gemara explains. Heilach Tzedakis. What does it mean, one that walks with righteousness? It refers to Avraham Avinu. What do you mean it refers to Avraham Avinu? They say because it says in the Pasuk, Hashem said, Ki yadaitav, I know, l'mana sheyitzav, that he's going to command his children. So what does it mean? He's going in the righteous way, because he's commanding his children and his grandchildren to follow in the ways of Torah. V'dayvim me'sharim, what does it mean, one who speaks with fairness? This refers to somebody who doesn't embarrass somebody publicly. Meaning, as the Mefarshim explained, a person who's obligated to admonish his friend because he sees him doing wrong, but he does it in private. So that's also a very great attribute. What does it mean, one who despises stealthful gain? It's Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. Okay? What was Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha? The Gemara explains as follows. Rashi explains the case was as this. There's a din. There are 24 gifts you have to give to a kohen. Some deal with crop. Some deal with animals. One of the gifts you're obligated to give a kohen is when you shear the wool off the animal. So the first shearing you have to give to the kohen. Okay? This Elisha, what was his name? They said Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha was a kohen. He was a kohen. And a guy once brought him the first shearings of the wool, which he had to bring to a kohen anyway. And he said, "Why?" So Rabbi Shmuel said to him, "You never bring it to me. Why are you bringing it to me today?" So he said, "Because I need you to judge a judgment for me. And you're a kohen. So while I'm coming, I brought already your gifts." Now the truth is, it belongs to the kohen anyway. So Rabbi Shmuel refused to take it. And he said, give it to the kohen you always give it to. Why? Even though technically it doesn't belong to any kohen. One of the unique things about gifts to a kohen is you can give it to the kohen of your choice. A kohen just can't come and grab it from you. By the way, if he does, he can keep it. He has to pay you a certain amount of money. What he took away from you by taking away the right to give it to the kohen of your choice. But Rabbi Shmuel said, if you always give it to another kohen, don't give it to me. Give it to the other kohen, because I don't want to be stealing from the kohen that you normally give it to. Again, even though it's not stealing, because it doesn't belong to any particular kohen, you can give it to any kohen you want. The fact that he always gave it to a particular kohen, Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha said, I don't want to take it. And then the Gemara says also, he shakes his hand from grasping bribery. That's the case we said before, Rabbi Shmuel ben Abiesi with the sharecropper that brought it a day earlier. What does it mean? Atem Azne Mishmei Adamim. He closes his ear from hearing things that turn to bloodshed. That he does not remain silent when a scholar is embarrassed, v'shasik, and he keeps quiet, like the case of Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon, The Gemara tells a story early. No, these days 9:30. The Gemara tells a story. When Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Shimon died, his widow found a worm coming out of his ear. You know, worms start eating up the body. She found a worm. So he came to her in a dream, and he said, why was I punished that a worm came out of my ear? Because I once heard somebody make a derogatory remark against a scholar, and I didn't protest it.
When did she
dig up? No, probably before he got buried. Okay,
was before he standing up or something?
I wasn't there. I don't know.
Why are you
so humble? He brings out Gemara and Bava Metzia. Okay, so he says that, so you see from here that if you hear a derogatory remark made against scholars and you don't protest it, it's shameful. And the last thing he says of the six, Eitzem Ein of Meroz Bera, he shuts his eyes from seeing evil. What does that refer to? What does it mean? It refers to not gazing at women when they're doing the laundry at the river. No, it means like this. When the women would do laundry at the river, so they would have to pick up their dresses that it shouldn't get sopping wet from the river. Plus, they put their hands into the river, so they had to roll up their sleeves. So that was a form of immodesty. So the Gemara says that holds back his eyes from looking at evil. At the immodesty of the women, that they, you know, they had no choice to do it. Uksiv, and it says, Hu Mereimim Yishkin, he will dwell on high. Meaning, as the Gemara is continuing, just like David HaMelech took 6:13 and made it into 11. And then Yeshaya came and made him into 6. Now the Gemara says, Ba Micha v'amida malachas. Amida came and made it into 1. I mean, 3. Micha. There's a prophet Micha. It's one of the books in Tanakh of Tanei Osir is Micha. He's a prophet by the name of Micha. And he put it into 3. What did he do it? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Higid l'cha Adam. Has it been told to you, O man, Ma tev, Ma Hashem deidish mimcha, what does Hashem want from you? Now, the Navi Micha is saying, what does God already want from you? And he says 3 things God wants from you. Which means he condensed all 613 mitzvahs into 3. What are the 3? Amaseis mishpat, to do justice. Va'avas chesed, loving for no reason at all. Va'atznei alachas im alakechen, to go discreetly with Hashem. So the Gemara explains, what does this mean? Aseis mishpat, zehadin, refers to dispensing judgment. Avas chesed, refers to gemilas chasadim, doing kindness. Va'atznei alachas, and what does it mean, go discreetly with God? Zehitzos, Zaytzaras Hames, Vachnosis Kalam. That refers to taking out the dead for burial and bringing a bride to the chuppah. Well, it's a mess that we say it every day in davening. It's just Elu Dvarim Shein L'Shir.
What was the last one?
Bringing a kala into a chuppah. Yeah. So the Gemara explains why. Why? Because Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, it's better to go to a house of a mourner than to go to a house of a wedding. It's in Kehelis. The Shlomo Melech says in Kehelis, it's better to go to a funeral than to a wedding. There's a lot of, you know, by funerals they always explain this, but what you see over there is Shlomo Melech speaks about going, about 2 things. Going to funerals and going to Achnosis Kala. To bring a kala, to dance at a wedding. So it means, Hatznei Aleches, to go discreetly with going with God, means the thing that the Torah speaks about going. What does Kehelis say about going? A house of a mourner, meaning burial, and a wedding. Then, the Gemara says, Chazi Yeshaya went afterwards and put him into 2. And at first Yeshaya made him into 3. Now Yeshaya went back and made him into 2. Which 2? Shimnu Mishpat Vatsu Tzedakah. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I skipped a few lines of Gemara. Right, Micha made him in 3. No, David made it 11. Yeshaya made it 6. Micha made it 3. And then Yeshaya went again and made it 2. He went back. But we skipped the piece of Gemara. Haleidron kavachaymer to kavachaymer. Madvarim shein dakin lasis pitzin. What if things which are not generally done privately? Meaning, funerals and weddings are done publicly, yet the Torah says be discreet with God. So how much more so by discreet issues? For sure you're supposed to be discreet with God. Hatznei Alechas in simple English means don't show off the mitzvahs you do. Don't publicize your greatness. Just be modest and discreet in going with God. Do it quietly, with humility, and that's it. Then it says, Chazi Yishai V'amidu Malachas. Because it says, Shimru Mishpat V'atsu Tzedok. So again, it went from 11 of David HaMelech, to the 6 of Yishaya, to the 3 of Micha, to the 2 of Yishaya. And then the Gemara says, Ba'amos V'amidu Malachas. Amos came, another Navi, and made it into one. So the Gemara says, what's the Pasuk? He says, Kayama Hashem le-Beis Yisrael. This is what Hashem said to the Jews, Dushuni v'ichyu. Seek me out and you'll live. So the Gemara asks, Maskel of Nachma Yitzchak, that means all the Torah. How do you know it means one mitzvah? Maybe it means seek me out with all 613 mitzvahs. He doesn't mention any particular mitzvah. So the Gemara says, you're right, forget Amos. Elabar Chavakuk v'amidu malachas. Chavakuk came and made him into one. What does Chavakuk say? Shenemar, Tzadik v'menasa yichya. A righteous person will live with his faith. That means, Chavakuk says, Emuna is the one mitzvah that's the key to all. So you have as follows. David HaMelech made it 11. Oh, first Gemara says it's 613. Then the Gemara says David condensed it to 11, Yishaya to 6, Micha to 3, Amos to Yishaya again to 2, Amos the Gemara negated, and Chavakuk made it into 1. Sure it is. It's a mitzvah in the Torah. Yeah. In fact, there's 6 constant mitzvahs. It's called the Sheshari Miklat. What, believing in God, loving God, fearing God, and one of the 6 is believing in God. It's a constant mikveh. It's a constant mitzvah 24/7.
Where is it?
You said the pasuk tzadik b'menasa yichya in Chavakuk. Oh, you mean in Vayaminu b'Hashem? There's a lot of pasuk. Vayaminu.